Drug testing may soon be required of welfare recipients. The government announced this morning that three separate locations in Sydney's southwestern suburbs will be tested, but only if the proposed legislation passes the Senate. But advocates are worried that this could just be another barrier for Australia's most vulnerable. Ollie Henderson has the story.
This morning, the federal government announced that the Bankstown Canterbury area in southwest Sydney will be the first location to trial drug testing for welfare recipients. 5,000 people receiving New Start and Youth Allowance will be the first to participate in the two-year trial, commencing January 2018. The Minister for Social Services, Christopher Porter, said that the trial is focused entirely on helping job seekers overcome drug problems and is not about penalising or stigmatising people who have a barrier to employment.
Welfare is managed if there's a positive test in a way that limits the amount of cash available, and on a second positive test we will engage in every endeavour to get that person the treatment that they need.
That was the Minister for Social Services, Christopher Porter, speaking to the ABC. Although the Liberal Party are confident that their program will deliver, not all are convinced that this is the best way to tackle drug and substance abuse. Earlier today, I spoke with Dr. Nadine Ezard, Clinical Director for the Alcohol and Drug Services at Sydney's St. Vincent Hospital. She's concerned about the lack of consultation with medical professionals.
We've got a number of concerns with the proposed welfare trial. The first one is the lack of evidence. So there's no evidence that drug testing of income support recipients either helps to create jobs or to assist people into treatment. And the measures that have been designed, they've been designed without any clinical input from people like myself who work every day with people with substance use disorders. So we're concerned that this is a non-evidence-based intervention if it's aiming to assist people into treatment.
Dr. Nadine Ezard is further concerned that the program may create additional stress for people receiving Centrelink payments.
So let's imagine it's a urine test or a supervised urine test, and you've been asked to pee in a pot in front of someone, and that makes you a bit anxious, and so you freeze and you don't do it, but you come back later in the day and say, all right, I'm ready to do it. They'll actually take you off for 4 weeks. So you lose 4 weeks of payment, no back payment as far as I understand it. And that, can you imagine if it's somebody who might have a 12-year-old child at home, that's going to be really significant for people. People's anxiety levels, people's poverty, and possibly crime and aggression is all going to go up in the face of those kind of problems. What looks on the face of it, potentially unfair or unjust kind of interventions.
Dr. Nadine Ezard also says that similar programs have been unsuccessful in our neighbouring New Zealand.
In New Zealand in 2015, where the government spent around $1 million on testing just over 8,000 people, and only 22 tested positive. And who's to know if those positive tests are actually in people with actually a substance use disorder that's interfering with their employment capacity. So it's a very expensive way to identify a few people that may have a substance use disorder. And again, it's only for three drugs, as far as we're aware, methamphetamine, MDMA or ecstasy and cannabis. So it doesn't include the drug that is of most concern to Australians, and that's alcohol.
Dr. Cassandra Goldie, the CEO of the Australian Council for Social Services, thinks that the government is putting the blame in the wrong place.
Social Security is a really important part of Australia's social infrastructure. But what the government seems to be wanting to do is say, well, you know, Social Security is a problem. If you're relying on Social Security, you're a problem. It is not an individual problem. We know that we've got an employment problem in Australia. We've got an issue of poverty and inequality in Australia.
Dr. Cassandra Goldie thinks that the government should move their focus to creating more jobs.
There are several things that need to be done. Of course, we need to be opening up employment opportunities for people. And so that's why we need the government to be tackling the growing inequality in Australia, which both the IMF and the OECD and others have been saying is one of the big problems, the drag on growth and employment opportunities. And secondly, we need to address the inadequacy of the social protections for people who are unemployed. If you're in financial crisis because you don't have enough dollars to make ends meet, and the level of the unemployment payment is far too low, and there's a clear consensus about that, you are ignoring the reality of people's lives.
To pass this bill, the coalition government will need the support of the crossbench, as Labor and the Greens will be opposing the bill.
Well, Labor is not going to support the government's legislation to nominate three sites across Australia for randomised drug testing of people that need to rely on Centrelink payments from time to time. We don't believe, and neither does the medical profession, including the Australian College of Physicians, the AMA, and a number of other like organisations, including the NOS Foundation, we do not believe that drug testing welfare recipients and then changing their wage structure is going to help in any way with drug addiction.
That was Linda Burney, the New South Wales member for Barton, who represents Canterbury, one of the affected suburbs for the proposed drug testing of welfare recipients.
Ollie Henderson ending that report.